Star 98.
Connor, I hadn't heard from you.
Steve and Laura's last date update.
Whoa, she's so sweet to the house.
What is the problem with men of this generation?
Star 98.
Okay, so we have Chelsea on the line. And Chelsea, you don't really have a date question for yourself, but someone in your family, I guess?
Yes, it's actually that none of us in my family like my brother's girlfriend. So how do we get rid of her?
Okay. Like, I mean,
hold on.
We don't like total her. Elimination here, or like just
total elimination.
Uh-oh. Oh, okay. All right.
Totally. We don't like her at all, and it seems way too perfect. Like, it just doesn't seem real.
Maybe she's just trying too hard to impress you. Is that
way
it?
Way too hard.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, and you can see through that. Okay.
Absolutely. And with Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up, we just cannot have her around anymore.
Oh, my God. I mean, does your brother really seem to like... How long have they been together?
They've been together maybe 5 months.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, he seems to like her, but he doesn't know what's best for her.
He doesn't understand, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, usually guys have no idea.
Yeah,
wow. That's a terrible person.
Wow.
But, I mean, it doesn't sound like she's terrible. It sounds like you guys just don't...
There's a vibe, right? I mean, you have some vibes that aren't good.
Vibes aren't good, and I'm a pretty good judge of character. And yeah. If I don't like her, that's to tell you something serious.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so how do we off this
well,
girlfriend?
I don't think we need to off her, but how do
how do we get her away from him, right?
Okay, 393-1985. Do you have a suggestion for Chelsea here?
Oh, no.
Well, my brother had a girlfriend a couple years ago, and we didn't care for her either, and tried to let him know, you know, we got a bad vibe from her. We just didn't think she was good for him. Mm-hmm. And ended up marrying her.
Oh, no. See, that's... As soon as Chelsea started saying this, I'm like, you probably do not want to say this to your brother, or else he'll start to like her more. It's almost like the reverse psychology kicks in, and they're like, well, no, she's great, even if she's not.
That's exactly it. I think that she should kind of go that route of, oh, my gosh, you should marry her. She's wonderful. And then he may be like, whoa, wait a minute.
We're breaking
up. Not that serious.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Well, if you say that, though, if Chelsea goes that route, she also has to realize that it could happen, that the encouragement could indeed lead him to believe that she's awesome and that they will get married. You know what I mean? So you
that
have to be,
true.
If you're going to be out there with it and try to manipulate the situation, you could manipulate it into the favor of,
well,
you know what I'm saying?
That's better than the email submission that we just got from somebody that says, hire a hooker to act as the girlfriend he's having an affair with. I'm like, yeah, I don't know that you want to invite her to your Thanksgiving dinner as well, because you're going to have...
Oh, man.
It's going to be a mess.
You've got to love our listeners. I love the imagination.
You know,
what you could do is hire a working lady and...
And she'll act as the mistress, and I mean, that'll get rid of the girlfriend.
Problem solved. There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks for the call. Star 98, good morning.
Yeah, and calling about that lady who was looking to get rid of the girlfriend.
Yeah.
She needs to let it go. It's not about her. It's about her brother. And if he's happy with this girl, then they got to suck it up. And all she's going to do is serve to take off her brother, even by, like, plotting and doing this.
Yeah.
It's just not right.
If you're going to plot like this, you have to make sure that the brother doesn't find out.
Well, not only that, but I don't really like my new brother's new girlfriend. I haven't warmed up to her.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to run her off because she makes me happy.
Yeah.
You're just gonna, it ain't about being comfortable.
So you're just going to suck it up and deal with it and see how far it goes, and maybe they'll break up and that'll be good too.
And maybe they'll make it, and we'll warm up to her eventually.
Yeah.
But
yeah, and after the breakup, that's when you say, oh, I never liked her. And everybody at the table's like, we didn't either. And your brother's like, why didn't anybody say anything? And you're like, because you would have married her then.
Right.
Exactly, and you would have.
Making your mornings happier.
They make me smile.
Steve and Laura on Star 98.